What gestures or expressions do people use to say hello in your country?
What gestures do people use to say hello in my country? Well, I suppose, people traditionally shake hands to say hello, but that's quite formal. But people still do it. Less formal would be people kissing, or even less formal is people hugging. And then I think probably with people that you don't really know, but you're acknowledging their presence, and it's a way of sort of saying hello, you nod at people. So if you're passing somebody in the street and you don't actually have to say hello, you can just nod and smile. So yes, that's what we tend to do, I think, in Britain.
Can you think of a body language habit that is different in another culture?
Well, I think the whole thing of kissing is very different in different cultures. So I live in Spain, and people traditionally give two kisses. So it's sort of right cheek and then left cheek. And that's what traditionally happens. But then in other countries, it seems to be the other way around. It seems to me that in France, although I'm not 100% sure about this, it's left then right, which is interesting because I meet up occasionally with friends from France, and then you tend to collide because you go to the wrong side to kiss. So it's cheeks and faces collide. And then in some countries, it's three kisses rather than two. I'm not sure which ones. And then in other cultures, some people actually kiss rather than on the cheeks, actually on the lips, and that's perfectly acceptable as well. So, I think that's an interesting one, quite complicated as well. And also things change, because actually since the pandemic, there's a lot of people have stopped kissing. I know a lot of people in Spain who used to greet kissing and now don't. They sort of got out of the habit when during the pandemic, when you couldn't, or it wasn't advisable at least. And they decided they prefer not to kiss, so they don't any longer. So, yeah.
Have you ever been confused by someone's body language?
I'm trying to think, but I really can't remember a time when I think I misinterpreted somebody's body language. I think I'm very good at reading people's body language. I probably have, but I can't recollect that.
Do you think body language is more important than words?
Yes, I do think that quite often body language is more important than the words we actually use, because I think you pick up a lot more on what people's real intentions are through watching people's body language. And maybe somebody that is not speaking in their mother tongue, and it's a challenge to find the words that you want to say that communicate the correct tone of what you want to say. But so long as that is accompanied by body language which indicates that your intentions are good, that you're not trying to be offensive, then it doesn't matter. People make a lot of allowances for the language people use, so long as it's accompanied by the correct body language. So yes, I think body language is more important than words, because it's what I think people are really trying to say. And there are people who are very transparent, very demonstrative, very expressive with their body language. And it's very clear, I think, what their feeling and their intentions are through their body language. There are other people who are much more able to hide their intentions through their body language. But I think normally you can see through it.
Which situations require careful use of body language?
I think the situations which require careful use of body language are situations in which you feel negative emotions. So If you're irritated or angry or disagree with somebody about something, but maybe you can't, you're not in a situation where you can express that, or it's not appropriate to express that, then it's very important, I think, to be careful about your body language. And that can be very difficult. I find it very difficult to hide what I'm thinking in terms of my body language. People say it's very easy to know what I'm thinking, but just by looking at me, because I'm very expressive. And that sometimes, I think sometimes that's good because, well, you know what, I can't hide anything. But other times it's not so good. And there's a thing in English which is called having a poker face. Yeah, so somebody who can hide what they're thinking behind a very neutral face, which doesn't indicate their true thoughts, which can be very useful if you have the ability to have a poker face. It's something I would like to be better at, but hey, it's who I am, so that's what it is, really.